in his experience, which is when he wants to get into Purna, which is what you're in Purna.
Purna. Purna. Purna. What's the matter? It's very well all of a sudden. Why not too much? A little bit back.
Your enemy is all too willing to what? Your enemy is all too willing to get you and him into discussing his experience.
Now what? Just do it wrong, okay? Don't touch the table, anybody. You're kicking it very quickly, but she is.
He's all too willing to get you into discussing their experiences. From a good motive, understand? That's when the devil's first fit. Well, okay, get off the way just a little bit, but for a good motive. Just for a while, for now. Well, in this case, well, talk about his experiences, yeah. Instead of the better thing of business, it is the understanding of truth who does that. Not with respect to the truth, but primarily with respect to when he's discovering his truth in this world. Another way of putting it is that he might deal with the truth of God's word with respect to the fixed limit which he recognizes in his life. No matter how much you try to be good, you just can't make it, right or wrong. There's one right there. It has a heavy impact, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's because he just got blasted against one of the walls in his little box. And he can't get past it. And he wants to. Don't you want to be good? That's in everybody. Because the higher right father is always saying, be good. You know, you want to be good. You're alive and you want to be good. Well, anyway, next. All this is true because hopefully he responds to us.
All right.
Now, here's the background here. The guy responds to us, the push pull thing. He responds to us because we're interested. That's the pull. So we can sow the seed of the word and implant it deeply by causing him to deal with us with respect to his real fortress of reason. And making him do that is to push. Reason is a heavy fortress. He would rather play around with you. That means he won't really get serious and reason with you. For instance, so rascally about his experience. He doesn't mind doing that. But real reasoning with you is hard, isn't it? And he would rather not do that, at least. Right off the bat. But so beginning to do that, to reason with you, to deal with you with respect to his reason. Come on, take care of me, will you? Turn it down.
Yeah.
supposed to get to people quickly and open them up.
Now, you know that has happened, don't you?
Doesn't it? That's what happens. Opens are not effective, whether unchained or not. So we can afford to bypass the usual bubbly churches, but so rare, witness-centric in our experience, I'd like to share the Lord Jesus Christ with you this afternoon. Even that's rare. How many are doing that? Even that is rare. But we can afford to bypass that and go to the much heavier thing. This approach gets to people quickly and opens them up effectively so that we can afford to bypass the usual bubbly churchy witness centered in our experience and go directly to the real area of battle, which is looking for truth and reasoning about God's Word. This approach is more absolute also, by the way, applies to everyone, and is the one he is instructed on. Now, anybody from Bethlehem here, put your hand up if you're from Bethlehem, will you? In the yellow there, what's your name? Mike, how's that Bible study coming? I can't hear you, Mikey. Okay. Hurry up as fast as you can, all right? As fast as you can. He's going through and asking the Holy Testament, looking for every witness in verse. Every verse that describes how people will get to him. And they're usually what? Arguing, convincing, proving, exhorting. There's nothing like any nicely spoken and share the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing whatever like that. It's appealing to truth and let the kids fall where they may. That general attitude. We're adding up every single verse. First Peter 3:15 or 2 Peter 3:15. That's the general approach. This is the one used in Scripture. You don't even know it, but it's the one you're doing. I'm having a hard time proving to you how you're doing what's in the Bible. It's a hard job. Pay attention anyway. Everybody, you know, somebody comes in there, opens a bag or leaves, and that's it. It's all blown away. Now, pay attention. Here's another step. When we finally succeed in making the people or the land sit down, to get into stage two, and three rather, while it is then true that they would listen to us on any subject whatever at that point, grateful for us to spend this opportunity on anything less than the best possible and most effective means of finding truth. If you talk to them about the baseball game, when it's all right, okay, there's a point there where they sit down, isn't there? You could stand there and say anything at that point. I'll prove it to you someday. And they would stand there and they would listen, no matter what. Anything. You should learn to recognize that point. That's when you should make your heavy move. You know the whole good to know the good that you do, but it's in your power to do it. It's one of the references to that. Many. Next, although we might enjoy making them follow our personal path and making them into little people like us, it's unkind